Here come the boys who make with the hits, the wonderful guys who spin the discs. Every day you hear them on the station with the personalities.
That's us. Who? Us. And me.
With the personalities.
Can you see the big smile on my face right now? You want that stirred or shaken? Say, shake it up, man.
Play the game. Shake it up. Be happy.
Now, these important words from Old Gold.
This is David McCallum. Most of the children in the country are starting back to school now. That means that we, as motorists, must be extremely careful when driving near a school, playground, or park. Your local AAA Auto Club has asked me to ask you to exercise extreme caution when driving in these areas. We have to watch out for these youngsters. Too many of them are not watching out for us.
Hi, this is James Brown. And you'd be surprised at the number of young people who said they want to be like James Brown. But my advice to them is to first get a good education. Then pursue a career. Don't be a dropout. Join the rest of your friends that are headed back to school.
Now let's make some of that good old Georgia noise out there, y'all. Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Soul G! Soul G! Soul G! Now let's call the king of soul himself, James Brown. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, the king of soul, James Brown.
Hey, you. Baby, give it up. Turn it loose. All right. Ah! All right. Baby, give it up. Turn it loose. Wow!
Can't turn again, funky funk. somebody gonna get knocked down on that disco floor and said, too funky, funky, yeah.
James Brown, soul brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs because they are super bad, super bad, super bad. Super bad, super bad.
Yeah, you're
super
right.
Bad, super bad.
Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce a very talented young man. Matter of fact, we simply call him the pride and joy of the baby boy. He says, only thing I want, baby, is a little satisfaction. Ladies and gentlemen, how about a nice round of applause for Baby Lord? How about it? I can't get me no, ha, ha.
Baby Lloyd. What's the matter? I asked, because you're hollering there. You happy or displeased? I can't really tell. Sounds like a little feisty. Feisty, feisty, feisty.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Me damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time change. Killed the Tsar and its ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain.
listening to Old Gold on 88.7 KRVS. Web, krvs.org. Gee, I sure like the Rolling Stones music.
Baby back, dressed in black. Silver buttons all down her back. Hi-ho, tip the toes. She broke the needle and she can't slow. Walking the dog. I'm just a walking the dog. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog.
Walk that walk. From England's newest hitmakers, the Rolling Stones on the Old Gold program. What do you say we play some them? Who? No, them. Yeah, but who's them? Them. By Van Morrison, with Van Morrison. Wasn't that funny, Lee?
Dying. And I'm begging you, baby,
burden, the animals, and the worried life blues from Old Gold. Thanks to the magic of radio, we take you to Hamburg, 1961, for some early Beatles. it's to 1964 and the BBC's broadcast of the Beatles. Always something there to bring back your memory. Old Gold, I'm Lee Klein, Peter from 88.7 and on the web at krvs.org.
I walk along the city street, you used to walk along with me. And every step I take recall. recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? Always something there to remind me. I was born to love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When shadows fall, I pass a small cafe where we would dance at night. And I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? Always something there to remind me. I was born to love and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Whoa, 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 whoa. Find you miss that sweet and tender love we used to share. Just come on back to places where we used to go, and I'll be there. Cause how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? Always something there to remind me.
It's always something.
Always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me.
Gremlins working on their working on your mind. I had a AMC Gremlin once upon a time. No, I'm just kidding. Harry Nilsson on the radio, Old Gold.
Yeah.
Where's Tina? There's Tina. Here's Tina. And Ike. You know the song. Sing along. Drink up.
I met a gin soap barroom man in Memphis. He tried to fool me upstairs for a ride. He had to lean me right across his shoulder.
Got me humming. Hum along if you'd like.
Thank you.
Sam and Dave. Ballard and the Midnighters from the Old Gold Show. You beat me to the punch, Mary Wells.
I thought you would be true and love me too.
Now the school's back in session, beginning a new segment on the Old Gold Show. It's a cooking bit, a cooking routine.
You see, I'm an authorist, too. Now, my third book at this very moment is going into its sixth printing. Of course, if I could print better, I wouldn't have to do it over. And the name of my book is Passion, Power, Greed, and Fury. It's a cookbook. Which I have already been requested to rewrite by the food and drug people. Boy, what a bunch of narrow-minded busybodies they are. They paid me a visit in my little spotless kitchen. The dog had died. Well, actually, he committed suicide. He begged from the table, and by George, we fed him. I even remember what did it. I had developed the most divine sauce for burnt food. And it tasted exactly like ungantini. Because it was ungantini. But it's great for people. It cures heartburn. But it kills dogs. He just went belched and went blue. He didn't even bark goodbye. And the first thing the food and drug people did for my kitchen was to declare it a disaster area. Just because it was on fire. Nothing but a little grease fire. You know, women had it in the stove all the time. Mine was in the sink. Oh, I got a greasy sink. I have watched bugs slide to their death. People arrived unannounced, if I could have just been combing my hair or reading a book or anything, but I was cooking. I was making a pudding and I knew something was wrong with it. Couldn't get the spoon out. They tried to stir it and the whole room went around. Well, that fanned the hell out of the fire. That turned it into a real hook and ladder party. And then they got terribly interested in my pudding and they wanted to take it to their lab to test it. Well, they had to. One of their guys was now stuck in it.
R.I.P. Phyllis Diller and I'm Lee Klein Peter for your Old Gold Show on 88.7 KRV.